This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
At this point in the election season, it is difficult to predict what will happen once the votes are counted in November. The president could be reelected or defeated. Republicans might win back the House and keep the Senate, or the opposite could occur. It is likely we will once again have a divided government like we currently have. That will mean very little will get done legislatively, but it's worth explaining to the younger generation that was not always the case. Scott Moorfield reminds us that President Richard Nixon appointed four somewhat conservative Supreme Court justices and 231 federal judges, even though his party did not control either the House or Senate. President Ronald Reagan was able to get his signature Economic Recovery Tax Act of 1981 passed both by the Senate and by a Democratic House controlled by Speaker Tip O'Neill. In fact, the two worked together on other bipartisan bills. Bipartisanship also worked the other way. Democrat President Bill Clinton reformed the welfare system with Republican help in the House. President George W. Bush and President Barack Obama each got two Supreme Court justices confirmed with bipartisan support and only a little opposition. And President Obama worked with Republicans to make the Bush tax cuts permanent. By now, you may be thinking how things have changed. President Trump was able to get a bill on criminal justice reform passed, and Congress reluctantly decided to pass a trade bill after voting articles of impeachment. The recent votes illustrate how things have changed. No House Republicans voted for impeachment. Every Senate Democrat voted to remove the president from office. In the past, even when we had divided government, we still had some bipartisan votes. Those days seem long gone, and that is not good for the Republic. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Take Kirby and the Point of View team with you on the go with the Point of View app. Search for Point of View Radio at the Apple or Google Play stores.